Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, May 20th. Carnival Cruise Line has reached a return-to-service milestone with its 2 millionth guest since the company returned to service last July. The festivities were held at Port Canaveral on Thursday aboard Carnival Freedom when the Gibbs family from Ocala embarked the ship.
Really, really happy that Carnival has been able to get their operations back up and running to the point that they've now surpassed 2 million passengers since the return of cruise last July. And we're just excited that it happened here at Port Canaveral.
Port Canaveral Port Director Captain John Murray there. The restart hasn't been without challenges with protocols and staffing issues. However, through it all, Carnival has managed to get all 23 ships sailing again. Carnival Freedom sails 4- and 5-night Bahamas cruises from Central Florida. And they filed for bankruptcy and then started over with a new cruise line. That's what the folks over at Genting Cruise Line did. Resorts World Cruises will launch next month from Marina Bay in Singapore with the Genting Dream. At the start, the line will operate short 2- and 3-night cruises to nowhere with hopes of expanding into larger itineraries by this fall. After filing for bankruptcy in January, Genting shut down Crystal Cruises, Star Cruises, and Dream Cruises while simultaneously laying off thousands of workers and walking away from unpaid bills. Now, if the name Resorts World sounds familiar, it's in the Genting Hong Kong portfolio and the owner of the Bimini Beach Club in the Bahamas and a new hotel over in Vegas. And finally, MSC has detailed its upcoming ship, MSC World Europa, ahead of its December debut. The ship will feature a 7-deck outdoor space, the Venom Drop, which is coined to be the longest dry slide at sea, and new infinite veranda cabins like the ones found on Celebrity Edge. This will also be the first LNG-powered cruise ship in the MSC fleet. If you want to sail this beauty, you'll have to travel. It debuts on its inaugural sailing from Qatar to Dubai in late December. And the market was mixed on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 2%, 13.59. Royal Caribbean down 4%, 57.41. And Norwegian up 0.5%, 15.96. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.